Welcome to a special edition of the Widnes Rugby Chat podcast, a bumper preview for the weekend's championship playoff game between York Knights and Widnes Vikings. Widnes' first playoff game for 10 years, first in the championship for 13, and the excitement has been building all week. You might be listening to this on the bus on the way to York on Saturday. Five coaches being sold, the fans plenty expected to make the journey up. In this episode, we'll hear from Alan Coleman. We'll also hear from Liam Bent, who was recently named Widnes Player of the Month. Jack Owens stopped for a chat too. And then we'll hear a few clips from Dan Murray and Joe Lyons, who took to the stage at the fan event in the Bridge Suite on Thursday. We've got a clip from York coach Mark Applegarth as he looks ahead to the game as well. And then myself and Mike Parsons will go through our normal chitter-chatter. Both teams have named their squads for the game on Saturday. There's a few welcome returnees from York who look very much a different team to the one that Widnes beat earlier in the year. You might remember they were patched up a little bit. And I think they had a hooker playing at fullback, such was their shortage of players. The York squad, Bailey Antrobus, the Wales international, Connor Bailey, Joe Brown, who's been playing at fullback recently, played at fullback at Widnes a few weeks ago, Sam Cook, James Cunningham, Josh Daly, Jesse D, who Alan mentioned is a welcome returnee for York, Ollie Field, Liam Harris and Atta Hingano, who is certainly a more than competent halfback pairing, Will Jubb, Joel Law, former Warrington winger Tom Lynham, Jack Martin, the Ireland international Ronan Michael, who's off to Bradford next season, Brendan Santi, Akuma Tai, Jack Teamby, Jordan Thompson, Brad Ward and Nikau Williams. That's the York 21-man squad. And from a Widnes point of view, the big headline was the inclusion of Jordan Johnston. And probably by now, by the time you're listening to this, a decision might well have been made on whether he is worth the risk on Saturday. Myself and Mike will chat that through very shortly in this podcast. But the Widnes squad, Jack Owens, Ryan Ince, Matt Fleming, Joe Lyons, Tom Gilmore, Callum Field, Matty Fozzard, Rodri Lloyd, Jordan Johnston, Liam Kirk, Max Roberts, Liam Bent, Mike Butt, Ollie Brooks, Regan Sumner, Lucas Green, Ryan Lannan, Zach Bardsley-Rowe, Martin Riley, Dan Murray and Kieran Tyra. I suppose the main absentee from that list is probably Shane Grady, based on last week, of course, the other players missing, we are well aware of. So they're the two squads. We'll wait and see whether Jordan Johnston makes the cut at the weekend. Alan, a few more days closer to the playoff game. How's your mood changed and how much you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Train really well tonight. Everybody's just like relaxed and chilled. We've just done quite a bit more video than we normally do and just express that, you know, they're the form team and everyone's backing on. We've just like really just built them down more than anything and built those up. And we're a different team, I feel, now that, you know, we've got there. So we're playing on, we're going to focus on everything about us and how we express ourselves and how we play.
Have you felt more excitement building as the week's gone on, not just within the playing group but around the club?
Yeah, seen some social media stuff with five coaches now, I think, and it, you know, it's slowly momentum's lifting, which is really exciting, and you know, and I've got a feeling a lot will go down the cells. So I remember last time we went to York, the atmosphere was brilliant, one of the best away trips, and I just feel that, you know, this weekend could be something special. And you know, just said to lads before when we left, these are what rugby is all about, playing in playoffs, and I think we'll take it right following up.
You've named your 21 man squad. How many of them 21 men are fit to play?
All of them. All of them, yeah. Jordan Johnson's trained fully out tonight. Not sure, you know, where we're at with that, but decision will be made later this evening or tomorrow morning on that. But he's trained and and everything like everybody, so you only never known he's been injured, so that was a big plus. It's just all on what decision and what we go down with that.
I guess he's one of them players who'll be insisting that he can play. So how do you make that decision whether you back your player or you maybe look at the medical advice?
Yeah, well, you know, spoke to our medical staff, they've said, like, you know, he's trained, he's good to go, all the tests have been done. He's trained tonight, and he's basically turned around and said, I'm ready to go, and now we train while we're normal Jordan, basically, and we don't want to focus on that too much, just because everybody else is training well. So yeah, he's just one of the 21 who's potentially get selected.
And obviously Lucas Green's in your 21 squad, didn't play last week, is he in contention?
Yeah, he missed a couple of weeks, he rolled his ankle, but he's trained fully tonight, and Warrington said he's good to go, so headache selection at the right time, so I'm happy with that. It's just nice to know that, you know, last year, even on James, we've got a 21-man squad, but potentially only like 16, 17, 18 probably fit bodies, and, you know, 21 fit lads, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I suppose York have done it the other way to you this season, really, where they started the season short on bodies and you've gone the other way around. How much were you lean on that game from the other week in terms of your preparations for this one?
Well, we were disappointed how we played that day. Not as in how we controlled certain things, but how we completed 60-odd%. You've no chance. You know, teams are going 80-90 with these and you're not beaten. But, you know, we know what we have to do. We just watched that Featherstone game and, you know, Featherstone played really well against him. It was very unlucky not to win. And, you know, we'll take a lot of heart from that. But we'll also take a lot of heart with, you know, we just had a discussion then of every time we completed over 90%, we've won games. We've not lost, so we've just got to head that target and be in them numbers and be in contention.
Is it as straightforward as if you shut down Atta Ngano, you shut York down?
No, he's a great player, but we've just picked up on some really bad habits and bad traits he has as well as an individual. That's why he's not playing Super League. But, you know, there's quite a few. Liam Harris back for them is a massive plus because he's an organiser, where Atta's more of a individual freak. He can do so many special things. They've also got, you know, Jesse D's back, Bailey Antrobus is back. You know, for me, if you was asking anybody who's the most complete squad with ability, I'd say York, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, behind Wakey, because that's a Super League squad. But yeah, they've got numerous Jordan Thompson, they've got numerous players. But yeah, we know what we have to do, and we know the players, what we've got, so we've got to focus on us.
And finally, you know, result aside, what is your hope for Saturday? Is it a case of just competing, making sure that everybody who travel supports the team can see back, Widnes are a playoff team, this is what we've done, and if you win, great, if you lose, at least you've still made the playoffs. What's that final?
I think we've done that all year, so I think we have to do something different on Saturday. I think we have to really show what we're all about, express ourselves, you know, let's be that team. We've just said, I'm not going in this playoffs just for say we got there. Let's have a right tilt at it. You know, we've got three games. If you get to a final, you get three games. If you put three big performances in, you have a chance of winning it, never mind just getting in finals. So we know what we have to do, and it starts on Saturday. So full out, guns out, everything out for us on Saturday, 100%.
A big boost then potentially for Widnes might be the return of Jordan Johnson. I get the feeling that it's probably less likely than likely to happen, Jordan Johnston playing on Saturday, but where do you stand on it? If he's 50%, do you risk him? And I suppose that's the dilemma Alan Coleman faces.
Yeah, first of all, it's quite remarkable, isn't it? First Callum Field last week, and now you've got Jordan, you know, potentially sticking his hand up. I suppose, without knowing how actually fit he is, it's pretty difficult to kind of make a decision on it, really, whether it be the best thing to do, whether it won't, but certainly if he's fit enough, you think if he could play them first 20 minutes so you could get back to Fozard finishing the last 60 of the game, you know, coming on a bit fresher, meaning he doesn't have to conserve as much energy and he can kind of play his usual game, is it worth it? I think you've got to say it probably is. If he can do 20 minutes, half an hour, I think he'd be a shoo-in if he can do it.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it the other week, didn't we, where they risked Zach Bardsley-Rowe and it didn't quite pay off because he went off injured after half an hour. But it's slightly different, isn't it, when you've got that outside back, because you don't often carry an outside back on the bench. Ultimately, if Johnston starts, Matty Fozard would likely be on the bench or vice versa. And ultimately, if for whatever reason he can't go on, it's not the end of the world. It just means that you've got only three subs, but you can rotate them more.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the only bit you'd probably be missing out towards the end on is probably Jordan dropping to loose forward. I mean, that is where he's thrived this year for me, you know, certainly defensively, kind of frees him up as well. But we've got robust forwards on the bench ourselves where, you know, if you're having to rotate at loose forward a bit, you know, you've got Benty who's available, you know, you've got, you know, Caulfield, obviously, Martin Riley. He's a ball-playing prop, isn't he? Any, you know, any of them players can fill in. And then, of course, you know, Max Roberts, who's had, you know, a season to remember as well. So I think there's, I think the way the team will shape up, I think you've got enough to cover it. Whereas, like you've just said, with an outside back, it's more difficult to do, isn't it?
Yeah, no Shane Grady in the squad either, but Lucas Green is potentially, I guess, a cover, if you like, in terms of bodies in the squad. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes together on Saturday. A word for Liam Bent, who we'll hear from shortly. He's been named Player of the Month for whatever the last month was. I'm losing track of the months, Mike, to be honest. But Liam Bent's been excellent the last couple of months of the season, and he probably was, you know, a miss at Barrow on Sunday. But having him back, I know he had that awkward cut on his face and he's hoping to avoid some wax to it. But good in a way that we've got to this point of the season. And witness, although the bruised and broken, Alan Coleman says they've got 21 to pick from.
Yeah, and we're going to need all 21. I mean, I think York's squad got announced earlier and that is a sizeable pack. And, you know, for somebody with the heart of Liam Bent, you know, somebody who potentially towards the beginning of the year maybe had been, you know, a potential player who looked to maybe be departing, you know, down to his attitude, he's turned that around. And with his heart and the minutes he can play and the style of play he plays in terms of his defence, you know, I think we're going to need every bit of Liam on Saturday. Yeah, really good to have him back in the team. And, you know, I think it's testament to him that he's picked up that award, really, from where he was probably about 3 or 4 months ago, where he was playing in League One for North Wales Crusaders.
Yeah, I caught up with Liam in the Bridge Suite, and let's see what he has to say.
Massively excited. Yeah, I think obviously, you know, yeah, it's a great feat us getting to the playoffs, and I think that's where we definitely deserve to be, but the job's not done yet. You know, we've got like a big game this weekend. When they come to us last time round, you know, we probably still could have won. They just probably had that ball secure in the right position and they took the opportunities and we didn't. So hopefully we can, fingers crossed, get one back.
How frustrated were you watching on Sunday?
Oh, very. Yeah, very. Like you say, I was nervous for the boys as well. Hurt was going like second to dozen and, you know, I just wanted us to see it over the line and we did eventually. But when it was like we score, they score at a time, I was like, I knew we had a foot all into the game. I knew we was in control, but we were just giving them a little bit of confidence going back into the game. But I think what didn't help was obviously because they knew they were safe. They were playing with no fear and it was coming off from at times.
Yeah, I mean, I seen Jordan Johnson was up and down the stairs like a yo-yo in that second half as you were wondering what was going on. Last time I seen you before that game was in the dugout after the Toulouse game. Oh, yeah. You had your facial injury. What happened when you went to the hospital there?
Yeah, so, well, I went to the hospital, waited 6.5 hours in the hospital to be told I have to come back on the Tuesday. So I come back on the following Tuesday. And then they said, right, we're going to get you in the theatre. You're going to need plastics on that. We're not touching it. So I was like, oh, obviously, I really appreciated that. So I come back on the Friday and they said, oh, we've got loads of emergencies in, so you have to come back tomorrow. When I come back on the Saturday, it was fully sealed up.
Right.
So they didn't actually like do anything. They just said, oh, I'm really sorry, it's sealed up. You're just going to give you some ointment. And then, like you say, so I asked about obviously playing against Barrow, if I was selected, of course. And they said, no, I wouldn't advise that at all. In fact, if you get any bang to it, you know, it will cut on, just give it another week. And then, like you say, but like, luckily the boys, you know, they pulled through for me and, you know, I'm grateful enough to, you know, to get selected again this week.
We might wear a mask. Is that an option?
Yeah, I wish, yeah. No, the old headband again will be going on there for sure, but it's going to make sure I keep my stupid head out of the way and, you know, get me head in the right position.
Yeah, you've just been named Player of the Month, haven't you, for the last month, which is perhaps a testament to the hard work you've been doing in that front row over the last few weeks. What does that mean, getting an accolade like that?
Oh, like absolutely, like, you know, humbled by it, I would say, is the main word. You know, I'm very, very grateful for it as well, because obviously I couldn't have done it without the lads as well and the team around me, you know, because obviously we're a tight-knit group and it's a team sport, so everybody's been key to that as well, so I can't thank the lads enough, and I'm very grateful for it.
Earlier in the season, you were maybe struggling to get game time, struggling to get in the team, but certainly the last 2 or 3 months, you've really sort of proven to Alan your ability and your sense of worth to the squad. Was that almost something that you set out to do midway through the season, to almost prove the point that you were worth a place in the team?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, I would always strive to improve and get better, and always want to perform for the lads, you know, for the club. I love it here, and like you said, you know, I always put my body on the line. Obviously, opportunities have arisen through certain elements, like injuries, things like that. Whereas I've been able to play a lot longer in games too. So obviously, I was in for a run of games and out, but now I've been playing like bigger minutes, so that's helped me too. Because when I'm playing lesser minutes, I probably can't, you know, do what I want to, you know, try and improve and stuff. So I've been given that opportunity.
And then looking ahead to this game against York on Saturday, how excited and what's the mood like in the group?
Oh, it's massive. Like, you know, everyone, there's a real buzz around camp, and like, you know, the coaches, Al, Tom, Eddie, you know, Steve. Oh, fantastic, and you know, they've really boosted us in camp too, so that's been a massive help. And we just all buzzed around each other this week, and you know, we've been really together in training.
Remember that if you can't make the game on Saturday, it's being broadcast live on BBC Radio Merseyside with myself and John Lawless. It's sandwiched between the Liverpool and Everton Premier League football games. 3 o'clock kickoff, so do tune in. 95.8 FM, DAB Digital Radio. I think there's a Freeview channel as well, and you can listen via the BBC Sport website or the BBC Sounds app. Chris Hamilton got Dan Murray and Joe Lyons on the stage, amongst others, on Thursday night. Here's a few clips from what they had to say.
Have you enjoyed it since you come here?
Yeah, loved it, to be fair. Breath of fresh air, really, like coming in, being told from Halifax that I weren't in his best 17, so I come here for a bit of an opportunity, really. Spoke to Al, and literally from the first 2 minutes in the conversation, I was thinking, yeah, I want to be a part of this, really. And then you told me what you'd give me, and I thought, oh, I don't know. But,
we still here, aren't we?
Exactly. Love the game. But yeah, coming straight away, lads, all sound. You could tell the culture of the club, what Alan and his staff have brought in. He's everyone looking at the positives in everyone, and everyone building, which is good. And obviously, it's brought us the playoffs, which is a good thing, really. But yeah, loved it, really. Glad to be a part of it, and yeah, good.
No, he definitely come in and made a difference, mate. And obviously, we're glad to have you here, and obviously here for next season as well.
Yeah.
Then we might renegotiate after that downwards.
See how we go.
But on a serious note, obviously, you came from Halifax when it's been a difficult season for them, and obviously, personally, it must have been frustrating. So to come into this group, and obviously when, you know, Alan, myself and everybody else has been trying to lift the way that the club is run and how we do things, must have been good for you personally.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we've got it nailed on in terms of engagement with the fans, and I think that's part of, there's two sides to a club, the rugby side and obviously the fan side. And I think this season I've seen both sides being worked on and generated, and I really think it's making a difference. Like, personally on the pitch, everyone, like, the crowd's still there, and when we're playing well, they're even there even more. So it's definitely working.
How's this season been for you personally?
Yeah, it's been good. Found a bit of consistency, and you know, I've been pretty settled in the spine of the team throughout the year, so obviously that helps. And as you say, we've not been in the playoffs before this year, so that was our goal at the start of the year, to get there, and you know, to do it, it's good, yeah.
And how's it been playing under this maniac here on this table, Alan Coleman?
It's good, yeah. When you come in, you put a lot of faith in me, so hopefully we've repaid him, and you know, we've achieved what we wanted to do.
And looking forward to Saturday's game, what's your thoughts on that?
There's no reason why we can't go and beat them. We went and beat them away earlier in the year. We obviously found a bit of form, but even when we played them here, we scored a try each in the game. There's a lot of penalties been kicked, and the weather probably didn't go our way. And if we go with a bit of confidence, then there's definitely no reason why we can't win the game.
And obviously, like Alan alluded to before, we're expecting a big following at York on Saturday. Just tell the fans that have made the effort tonight what a difference that makes when you go out on that pitch.
Yeah, obviously, there's not the Widnes fans always travel well. They always have done. They really get behind you. And obviously, it does help. Them tight games when they're making noise behind the sticks and that. It just gives you that bit of push and, we get over the line in the end of them tight ones.
The club held a night for fans in the Bridge Street on Thursday. The whole men's squad and the women's squad were there. Chris Hamilton spoke with both the men's and women's coaches. Alan Coleman was up on the stage and a few players too. Mood seemed fairly jovial amongst the camp, and Widnes, I suppose as a whole, the players and everyone around the club are excited about being in the playoffs. Obviously, it's not happened since the return to the Championship. On the flip side of that, I wonder what York are thinking about Widnes. We've talked a little bit in earlier this week's episode about York and what they've got to offer, but what do you think York's position is on Widnes?
Well, I listened to a bit of piece on Mark Applegarth and his press conference, and that they're expecting to do a job, that they were speaking about needing to be professional, obviously respecting Widnes, and I think the pressure's on them. I think you only have to look at their squad and how they've gone the last couple of weeks to see that, they're the form team. They probably spending more money. They've got the more notable players who are in form, in terms of Atarigano being one of them. They've got so many, overseas players in their team. I think there's a lot of pressure on York, whereas I think the position that we're in, as much as Alan won't admit it, and nor should he, because we want to go and have, as more successful playoff campaign as possible, there is less pressure on us, and it's kind of, we've got everything to gain, really.
Yeah, I think Featherstone gave York a decent game last week by all accounts, and you might be right a little bit about the pressure side of things. For York at home, you would expect that, they will be the favourites. I wonder whether, if the game was here at Widnes, do you feel like York would still be favourites?
I suppose if the game was here, I suppose we'd have finished higher than them. So I suppose then the pressure does, flip around a bit. Where I'm coming from more with York's pressure is, since Mark Applegarth come in, it's almost been them against the world, that nobody expected them to come from as far back as what they have done. I think even Widnes fans, when we beat York on that day, you're thinking, well, that's their nail in the coffin for the playoffs, and they've come crusading back. And I think they've just landed in this position now where all of a sudden they've got a home tie. And it's like, right, well, all this mentality of fighting back, fighting against everybody is kind of gone now. And, you're at home and you're hosting for the playoffs. So that's where I think the pressure comes in for York. But I suppose, yeah, I think Widnes playing in front of your home fans, I think season's gone by. We've kind of seen it, haven't we, where playing on this pitch where you're hosting your home fans, there is that little added pressure because there is more people in the stadium. It's simple as that.
Jack Owens was another player who was up on the stage, and I caught up with him afterwards to discuss the season. Of course, his testimonial year, he's hit a few personal milestones as well. Let's hear what he had to say. Jack Owens, we talked at the start of the season about playoffs being the goal, finally got there. How much does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's massive. This club's not been in the playoffs since we've been a Harman Championship. And like I said to a few people, I think last year wasn't massively miles away. This year we picked up the wins at the right time. I think we've got one more win this year than we had last year, but last year we won a couple of games at the end of the year when we knew we could win and stuff like that. So I think credit to Alan, Woody and his team, because I think he's took the serious side out a little bit. Not too much where you can do the training, you can do what you want, but I think Alan, sums up what you want from a part-time coach. You understand a bit more part-time coming off, you understand what you need, that sets a little bit light because I've got a heavy, heavy day in work, for example, or you had a heavy week scheduled rugby-wise. So, you know, I really like what Alan's brought this year. I think he is one of, obviously, players have done well, but he's one of the main reasons why we made the playoffs this year.
Has it felt different this year to previous year?
Yeah, and again, that's no disrespect to like any other coach we had. Like, I love playing with John Keir, I love playing with Sean Finnegan. I've got on the ball with coaches that I've worked with. I just think with Alan, he has that part-time attitude and mentality more now. Yes, we all want to make sure you're leaving, yes, we all want to be back full-time for the club. At the moment, we're not. We're a part-time club and we want to be the best part-time club in Championship. We fell 2 points short that this year and credit to Bradford. It's knocked under the radar a little bit at the start of the year, Bradford, but again, we're not a million miles off them, we're only a few wins away from them. We're beating them, you know, a few times this year, so yeah, it does feel a little bit different on the ground than we'll be. I will say that, but just different doesn't mean it was wrong in the past, it's just it's right for what it is now, and I think we signed well, we signed again, not just got to play, we signed proper part time players, we've not gone to sign players from Super League or anything like that, we've got a healthy part-time squad this year, and I think it's really worked well this year.
Is there a little bit of frustration that you didn't do better? Because, you know, last few, 3 or 4 weeks, it was like you were 1 win away for 4 weeks, and, you know, but I suppose in some ways it gives you room for improvement next season.
Yeah. I think if we'd have picked off York at home, we'd have probably picked off Doncaster at all teams. I think we'd have won one of them games because we wouldn't have been as agitated as a squad. We may have played a little bit more freedom in them games. I think that was the turning point in that York game. I was always confident we were going to go to Barrow and win. I thought we should have been to lose it all. You know, I think we threw that one away in that second half. But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, there's some frustration. And possibly we could have finished fourth, you know. I don't think we'd have made first, I think we were a little bit too far, but possibly we could have made fourth, you know, it could have been York coming in, instead on Saturday we could have been billing for the club, but look, that's something to look forward to next year. You know, we've cemented our place in playoffs and our target is the year. You know, Alan, the coach and staff wanted us to be that third spot, and, you know, as players, we agreed playoffs, and then as a collective, we agreed with that, but ideally we can finish, you know, fourth, that'd be brilliant. So look, one spot off where we wanted to finish, but we've made playoffs, that's brilliant.
That York game was the game John Johnson got injured. How much of a difference does potentially having him for the playoff game make?
Yeah, well, he cleaned up at our award for a reason. And I think one thing what JJ does is he played the game basic this year. He's just done his job at dummy half. He passed the ball to the right people at the right time. It was quick rookie run, and I think defensively he's our best defensive player. Not just because of the big hits you see throughout the year, because of all the little efforts that you see. That's what JJ bring, the people like Kyle Field bring that, you know, they're always working for Mark, and it's always the 1%ers that fans may not always see or appreciate at times, and what some players don't appreciate until you play with them, to be fair. So yeah, it was a massive blow for us losing JJ that game. You know, could he strap himself up and get ready for Saturday, we'll see, but look, I think we'll do him justice without Matty Foss has picked this game up since he's been out. I think Foss has been consistent all year, and if JJ hadn't had the season he had, you know, alongside Butty and Wilder before I got injured, I think Foz was up there with our best players. So we've got two good nines, and it's a luxury to have, because when one goes out, the other one fills in and does a brilliant job.
How much are you looking forward to Saturday, and what's the feeling like around the boys about the potential of winning that match?
Oh, we're buzzing. We feel like there's no pressure on us. Look, we know it's a winnable game, and I'm not saying we're going in with an underdog mentality, but we're going away to York have been on this brilliant run because they started the season scratchy, and when we played Norwich before that Challenge Cup break, I was confident they were going to come back and go on a big run. They just have an intensity where they play for the middles, but when we played them this year at home, it was a team in down, you know, the weather was awful. You know, I didn't execute at the right time with a couple of drop balls which could have been tries out the back and stuff like that. So we're buzzing, we're going to express ourselves, and just because it's a playoff game, we're not going to go in our shell. I think you've seen all year the way we play is we play through shape, and we try and move the ball, and we're going to do that on the weekend as well, and, you know, hopefully this time it works for us and we can put a few more points on the board.
Before myself and Mike wrap things up on this episode of the podcast, let's hear from York coach Mark Applegarth, who was speaking to the press this week in his pre-match press conference looking ahead to the Widnes game.
we set a goal of getting in the playoffs, but we don't want to be happy just getting in the playoffs. I think, you know, I'm very keen to stress that we want to progress in the playoffs. We don't just want to be happy to get in the playoffs. We want to do something in the playoffs now. I don't think in sport you can rest on your laurels. I think, listen, we're glad we got there. We're glad we got the home playoff, but that's been and gone now. We want to, you know, attack this new competition, which it is. You know, there's potentially 3 games to play or 1 game to play. So we'll take it 1 game at a time, and, you know, we want to do something in these playoffs, but, you know, every single team in there is going to be saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah. As you said, the reward is very much that home tie at the LNER Community Stadium as well. How significant will that be in the home support as well? Saturday, 3:00, it's got all the makings of a great game as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Widnes will travel well. You know, Widnes, another traditional team that's very well supported, and I think it'll be a cracking atmosphere. Oh, I hope it is. I love the York fans, home or away. I think, you know, that when the drums go in and then the chanting, I think it's great. You know, for me, that's what sport's all about. And when I played, I loved hearing that noise. And, you know, when you get that moment as a coach where you can just listen to it, it's great. But, you know, hopefully the York public will come out as they have done all year and support us, and we can create a cracking atmosphere.
You talked about the last time you met less than a month ago, Widnes. It was a 12-6 game. It was a close game as well. What can you take from that game into Saturday?
Well, listen, Saturday's a new game, and I think there will be lessons for both teams to take out of that. One thing I do know is it were a very physical encounter. Another game that could have gone either way, depending on you know, a couple of outcomes. And we'll be expecting the best version of Widnes. As I said, I think Alan's done a cracking job there this year. You know, they'll be wanting to mount their own playoff run, and we're going to make sure that, you know, it's us that comes out on top. So it's got all the makings for a cracking tie, and we're just going to make sure that we don't get too far ahead of ourselves, and we just control what we can, which is putting in a performance. You know, I think the key to it is not really going away from your normal training week that much, and just making sure that you nail your own standards and the areas that you feel you need to improve on. So I don't think we'll do too much different. You know, we've done a bit of an extended recovery last night with it being a shorter turnaround. But, yeah, just keep things as normal as you can. And, you know, roll on Saturday, you know, I'll back them to show up and play.
Either way, Mike, there's going to be plenty of Widnes people in attendance. I think 5 supporters, coaches booked at the time of recording. And, of course, plenty will travel in their cars and stuff. And York's probably one of the better grounds for creating a little bit of atmosphere when you get, you know, it's quite a low-profile stand behind the post. It's covered. So if you get decent numbers in there, the fans could really make a difference.
Yeah, 100%, I believe. I think we might be behind the posts, to be fair. So again, being in your own stand, you know, that really helps generate an atmosphere. You know, we've just today, you know, scratching around, 5 coaches have been filled, there's a train load of people coming up, there's stayovers, there's cars coming up, and I think this is the benchmark now going into next year. Whatever happens on Saturday whatever happens on Saturday, Alan and the players have done everything in their power this year to get the fans back on board. The season ticket update was put out before that, 50% of the sign-ups so far on, you know, people who wasn't season ticket holders this year. So for me now, the benchmark is where we're at, and we've got to kick on next year. And I think part of the 5 coaches going up, it's testament to Mark, Tracy, Kieran and the club. We were struggling to maybe get that 5th coach going, and I messaged the club and they jumped in, and within 5 minutes the post's out on social media. And I think it's a massive lesson learned now that everybody's in this together to kick on for next season and make it bigger and better next year.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point you make, actually, Mike, that I think over the years, and certainly in recent years, there has been a little bit of a paranoia about Widnes, and I think internally, and for whatever reason, there's numerous reasons and possibly justifications for that. But I think the bottom line is everyone wants Widnes to do well. And any criticism or anything, it's not through having a dig at people. It's about, well, no, if we're saying that if you do this, it potentially helps. And like you say, I think we've seen a bit of that grow this year in terms of, I think it's proof in the pudding, isn't it? When somebody does something and it helps, then it assures them that actually they're not in it for their own gain, they're actually in it to help. And I think the more and more things like that that can happen, and the more and more people that do want to help and get involved in things, that's going to give the club assurance that, hey, we can trust these people, that they want the same things that we do.
100%, and unfortunately it's been like that for many a years. I think obviously a lot of people are pointing it towards, you know, Alan coming in, which obviously he's been a massive part, but it's not just Alan, it's not just the players. There's a team behind the scenes that probably don't get the credit what they deserve. Chris Hamilton, the board. Clearly we wouldn't be doing what we're doing this season if they wasn't in it for the greater good of the rugby club. And I think the fans are starting to see it now. And nights like tonight, nights like the Vips night, etc., etc., that's only going to help. I'm quite close to the club, and for people listening who have stayed away for a number of years due to whatever reasons, there is absolutely nothing at play other than good things at the moment. It's as simple as that.
Going back to thinking about the future and next season, in some ways, and Jack Owens mentioned it, Alan mentioned it, to be fair, finishing fifth might actually be the worst thing that could have happened to Widnes, because of course you finish third, you're setting a very high bar, aren't you, for next season, whereas at the moment, the way things have finished, that you've still got that potential of, okay, you want to do well this week, next week, whatever happens, but at least you've still got that room for improvement almost next year.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Like, to be honest, like, I have thought about that in weeks gone by, and obviously, you know, I'm sure Alan wants to finish as high as possible, and the players, you know, and the club. But realistically, I think we're in the playoffs, aren't we? And we're happy to go as far as what we go. If we lose on Saturday, it's kind of everybody's still happy. It's like a win-win situation. Whereas you fast forward 12 months, well, there's room for improvement there in terms of, right, it's not just about making the playoffs. We want to make the semi-finals. And that's it. It's all about progression, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose it's a much better place to be in, trying to improve from finishing the playoffs, than we've seen in previous seasons, where it's been the disappointment of not making the playoffs again. You know what I mean? Like, last few seasons, it's been done all right, but not made the playoffs. Whereas this year, you're like, well, made the playoffs. And that, like you say, you've seen from the start of the season ticket sales that's boosted people, and that's got people behind. And imagine if we win this weekend, how much of a difference that could potentially make as well.
Yeah, 100%. And look, a team that's playing well, a team that's together, look, Alan says, and he's absolutely right, it's not all about results on the field, but it's a massive factor and it helps. And if, and not just the results, but the way you're playing rugby, and if you're playing a good brand, and you've got coaches and players who are involved with fans, and everything's working together, more people want to come, and the word spreads. In a town like this, at the end of the day, you can do as much marketing as you want. A lot of it comes down to word of mouth. Are people enjoying their experience when they're at the games? Are people coming home from the game and talking about how good it was, rather than, you know, the people who are still going? It's kind of, oh, we're doing it kind of out of religion, rather than actually going to enjoy a spectacle and be a part of it. So yeah, a lot of good things are happening, and let's hope it doesn't finish on Saturday. That's what I'll say.
So that's it for this special playoff preview edition of the Widnes Rugby Chat podcast. Myself and Mike will be back next week with more. Please do keep up to date on the Widnes Rugby League fans Facebook page, and we'll see you at York on Saturday.